Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And that was candidate Donald Trump chanting his famous campaign promise at a rally back in May of 2016. Now, a lot of campaign promises can fall by the wayside. I mean, that's politics. But now it seems that a potential immigration deal the president has made with congressional Democrats does not include the wall that he promised. Instead, the deal may protect DACA recipients, those young immigrants who came here illegally with their parents, in exchange for border security funding, but no mention of funding for the wall at all. That gets delayed till later. Well, now news of this deal has rattled all over American politics and shaken the president's conservative base to its core.
At these rallies during the 2015-2016, I don't remember hearing, repair the fence, repair the fence. If this goes down the way I fear it will go down, mark my words, this will be an electoral nightmare for Republicans.
The backlash to this deal from Trump supporters was swift, it was strong, and it was angry. And the reason why? Immigration is the one issue they care most about. That's according to Joe Walsh, the former conservative congressman from Illinois and host of the radio show The Joe Walsh Program. Joe says if this deal becomes a reality, it will be a huge betrayal to Trump's core base.
Todd, he didn't run on, I'll build the wall later. He didn't run on, we'll fund it later. This is the third opportunity since Trump's been elected that he could have secured funding for the wall. And it's the third time that he's said, no, we're not going to do it. We'll do it later. I know there are a lot of Trump supporters out there who believe the guy still walks on water, but every time he does this, Todd, more and more of his supporters get disappointed. The physical wall matters.
Right. So, Joe, you say there are millions of Trump supporters who aren't going to leave him no matter what. And that just makes me want to ask you, I mean, isn't this largely what people signed up for, getting things done? I mean, people knew Donald Trump was unpredictable, that he was basically non-ideological and a deal maker. And that's what you've got here, an unpredictable, fairly non-ideological deal, right?
Well, Todd, you've got sort of two kinds of Trump supporters. And every Trump supporter sort of wanted to blow the place up, drain the swamp, tear it down, all of that crap. But you've got one type of Trump supporter, like a Sean Hannity and all the people out there, again, who believe this guy can do no wrong. He'll get away with this with them. But then you have the other Trump supporter that believes in the issues and they want the wall built. They want illegals out of this country. They want dangerous Muslims kept out of the country. You've got a lot of Trump supporters who don't want him to cut deals with Nancy Pelosi that might actually make things worse. It's just like every time he does this, Todd, his support is nicked. And it's not like he's grabbing a lot of Democrat support, so this will hurt him.
Right. So how much of this, Joe, matters to your listeners, those parts of the deal that you talked about, the wall, getting illegal immigrants out, and Muslims, as you mentioned, I think you called them dangerous Muslims. How much of this is just the fact that the words Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer appear in front of the words deal with Donald Trump? Just that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Todd. I don't think Pelosi and Schumer matter. Look, my typical listener, the typical conservative Trump supporter out there, doesn't give a damn that it's Schumer and Pelosi. I do because I was there. I worked there. As far as they're concerned, they're all swamp creatures. The average Joe Walsh listener, Todd, is more fed up with Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. That's why they're actually cutting Trump's slack. Because, and again, there's some truth to this. Trump has given the Republicans 8 months to pull their head out. They haven't gotten anything done. Oh, my God. He's got no choice but to work with Pelosi and Schumer.
And Joe, how much of this is about the promise of the physical wall versus people's feelings about undocumented immigrants and wanting them out of the country, even though DACA allows young people who were brought here by their parents, allows them to stay? How much of it is about that?
Donald Trump got elected because the American people who voted for him are fed up that people are in this country illegally. Look, I served in Congress. I know there's a lot you can do on the border with technology and even manpower. But the average Trump voter voted for a physical wall.
But Joe, a lot of people who followed politics for their whole career, and look, I know everyone was wrong about Trump getting elected, and so was I. I was wrong about it too. But every time he made that promise, we're going to build a wall, Mexico's going to pay for it, it just got 10 feet higher. People who understood where the money was and where the votes were, even though Trump was doing well, thought, he's probably not going to get this done. He's probably not going to get Republicans to go along with it. And Mexico's definitely not going to pay for it. There are a lot of people who knew this was going to be really hard.
Well, I think a lot of people in your profession and my current profession and in the media certainly believe that when Trump said that, that was a throwaway line that didn't matter. But you got to break that throwaway line up, Todd. Mexico's going to pay for it. I think even the average Trump supporter understood that wasn't going to happen. If Donald Trump had not said, I'm going to build a wall, he would not be president. I firmly believe that. And if Donald Trump, sometime between now and the next 2.5-3 years, does not in a big way begin construction on a physical wall, Todd, I don't think he'll get reelected.
And if there are more Pelosi, Schumer, Trump deals to come?
Look, the deal they cut a couple weeks ago, extend the debt ceiling, fund the government, and pay for the hurricane. I mean, that was a deal that I was screaming against, but the average Trump supporter was okay with it. But that wasn't why Trump got elected.
So, Joe Walsh, if you had the chance today, next week, on Tuesday, to vote for Donald Trump again, would you do it?
Yes, but ask me that question when you and I fully know what this deal looks like.
Joe Walsh is a former congressman. He's the host of the Joe Walsh Program. Joe, it's good to have you back.
Always love it, Todd. Thanks.